USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Soon after the FBI searched Donald J. Trump's home in Florida for classified documents, online researchers zeroed in on a worrying trend. Posts on Twitter that mentioned civil war had soared nearly 3,000% in just a few hours as Mr. Trump's supporters blasted the action as a provocation. Similar spikes followed, including on Facebook, Reddit, and Truth Social, Mr. Trump's social media platform. Mentions of the phrase more than doubled on radio programs and podcasts, as measured by Critical Mention, a media tracking firm. Now experts are bracing for renewed discussions of civil war as the November 8th midterm elections approach, and political talk grows more urgent and heated. Thousands are dead in Somalia, where the worst drought in four decades is creating a dire humanitarian crisis, and the death toll on young children is particularly high. UNICEF's Joe English talks about what's happening, what the solution is, and how we can all help.
What we also need to see is a radical change to stop this happening again and again. We need to see long-term funding so that these families can build resilience, because ultimately with climate change, we're going to keep seeing it.
Who do Americans think is the most trustworthy government agency?
Americans view the U.S. Postal Service and NASA most favorably when it comes to government agencies and departments. That's the findings of a new Gallup poll. 60% have an excellent or good view of the Postal Service, while 56% hold NASA in high esteem. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Healthcare facilities across the country, including some prominent children's hospitals, are scrubbing their websites of information about the trans procedures they perform on minors. At least 21 hospitals have recently made changes to the sections on their websites. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A run-of-the-mill Ponzi scheme is busted by the feds in California. Richard Lee Ramirez, 53, of Carlsbad, was indicted by a grand jury for allegedly taking a whopping $5 to $8 million from investors in his company, JMJ Capital Group, and going on a spending spree that included real estate, luxury cars, and vacations. The feds say he also used investor money to pay back other investors, a telltale sign of a Ponzi scheme. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Ramirez promised dozens of investors healthy returns on their money through a variety of business ventures that turned out to be bogus. Ramirez was arrested Friday and is charged with securities fraud and money laundering. The widower of the cinematographer killed last year during the filming of the Alec Baldwin film Rust has been named the new executive producer of the film. Matthew Hutchins' wrongful death lawsuit against the film's producer is settled and production will resume. Baldwin was holding a live weapon when it misfired on set last October, killing Helena Hutchins and wounding the film's director. Baldwin's attorney saying everyone has maintained the specific desire to do what is best for Helena's son. We are grateful to everyone who contributed to the resolution of this tragic and painful situation. The date was October the 6th, 1927. 95 years ago, the era of talking pictures arrived with the opening of The Jazz Singer, starring Al Jolson. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.